Not every man can fight a good woman. And every woman can fight a good man.
Yeah, we're back.
Slightly extended disco mix set there.
Yeah, it's like back-to-back disco mixes.
Yep.
And then a deep cover.
So yeah, this is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, but you all know that.
Yeah.
I say that because it's not... You're either listening right now...
Who else is tuning?
Yeah. Or you've downloaded this on your favourite Listen Again place to get us. Podcast app of your choice. Mixcloud... Follow the links if you're in desperate need. Thenighttrain.co.uk. You can find us there. To the extensive archive, which is on Mixcloud. 366.
Yeah, I don't know if they're all up there, are they?
No, I think there's a couple of missed ones, actually.
Yeah.
But there's stuff from other stations that we've done. Other mixes, plenty.
There's enough. It's enough to keep you going.
There are.
You're desperate for more.
Listener Terry actually got in touch earlier. He said he's been... catching up while at work, so I think he listens to quite a few shows. I think the record is that guy who tweeted us ages ago, said he was like stuck in traffic.
Oh yeah, I remember the car journey. Yeah,
like six shows back to back.
Oof.
That is dedication.
I like to think he was alone in that car. If he wasn't, they should have got out and left, I think.
Yeah, it's like, not these two again.
Right, I'm out. I walk home. So in that triple there, started out with the Cool Ruler himself, Gregory Isaacs, with Mr. Know-It-All on Dennis Brown's DEB music label from 78. Ozzy Hibbert and the Revolutionaries back in. Lloyd Campbell on production, Wicked Tough Dub there with the sending those congas out into space,
yeah.
Like pingies, weird noise FX.
No, that really did catch my ear, because obviously we've listened to a lot of disco mixes over the years, not just on the air, but yeah, you know,
in general.
Of, yeah, it's one of my favourite things and least favourite things about reggae is, you know, you could quite easily say it all sounds the same.
That one's got some unique effects, though.
I think.
Send that one out for DJ Kalinka in Healy. He stepped in on the reggae show this afternoon on a 3 till 5 on this slot.
It's only a matter of time until he does the reggae show. Then the reggae show then sounds like this.
And then us.
Yes.
Do the marathon 3 till 11.
I mean, we've never had a guest presenter, have we?
No.
Makes you feel nervous.
It does. Sent out for him. I think he was doing a feature with his... he's guesting on the Comedy Sound System.
Of course.
Late this month. I think it's the Saturday the 28th.
Correct. Upstairs.
Yeah. Yep. Downstairs is Solid State with Winston Hazel.
Yes.
That's a nice two-roomer. Anyway, I've talked enough.
Okay, after that we had Ken Parker with True True True, bit of a disco mix. Unusually for me, there is a DJ cut of that I actually like. I didn't play it there, but I might sneak it in for the Listen Again crew.
Nice.
With Hugh Roy, as he's credited on that one. I'm going to send that one out to David Mittelman from Observations of Deviance on Give the Drum Some Radio. Pinch that off a show that I caught of his.
And then at the end you just heard Junior Marvin covering, what's his name? Curtis Mayfield. Yes. Who else could do that voice?
No, not many people.
Not many people, but it did a tremendous job. Yeah, that was Give Me Love from 73.
Okay, the French psych is coming in thick and fast,
nice.
So we'd better bow out.
Je suis LSD et paranoïque. C'est psychédélique. Ce n'est pas chic de ne pas me laisser dire n'importe quoi. Moi je vois des tubes, des petits, des grands, des roses et des dorés
en papier.
Moi je mange des tubes, je rêve de tubes et en plus j'aime une fille. Quand je venge mon arc, je récolte un PV. Je prends mon piège à flic. Flic, 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 flic. Moi je vois des tubes, des petits, des grands, des roses et des dorés
en papier.
Moi je mange des tubes, je rêve de tubes et en plus j'aime une fille.
Décadrillé, je l'ai vlocliné, je l'ai robliné et je l'ai cartonné, je l'ai frisouillé, pas qu'au rabané. Je l'ai mâchouillé.
suis goinfré.
En papier goinfré.
Je me suis goinfré.
En papier goinfré.
Je me suis goinfré.
En papier goinfré.
Je me suis goinfré.
En papier goinfré.
Thank you. certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a little. There's a way. Everybody say to do each and every little thing, but what does it bring if I ain't got you? Ain't got. Hey, baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I know my friend. So, so, so glad I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. Baby, you don't know what it's like. To love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
Whoa, that was a journey.
It wasn't it? Full confession, for an instrumental, this does have quite a lot of vocals over it. But I really like the beat, so...
Yeah, put deal up with it.
Yep, deal with it. This is the Night Train, penultimate link of the night. So,
how did we get from French Psych to the Bee Gees?
I mean, well, you know, it's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah. So we kicked off with some 60s garage psych freak beat from 1967 Paris. What's that opening line?
Je suis LSD. Yeah.
With then lots of reverb and tape delay. It was Les Papillons with Le Papillon. And that's from a compilation, Wiz. Actually, that's in caps. I probably should shout that. I'm not going to, though. French psychodrama, 1967 to 1970, volume one. I think there's four volumes of that available for reasonably priced. If you need 100 French psych, I guess, cuts. I mean, I don't know.
Why not?
Yes. It'd be easier to get those than it would be to find the 45s. Put it that way.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was what we started off with.
Then we went over to Indonesia with a brand new release from Laia, spelt Lair in English, but pronounced Laia. Local dialect for the Indonesian word meaning birth or being born. They're a six-piece psych funk soul group from West Java. And that is from the second album. I can never say the second album name. I just like saying second album more.
Sophomore.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't say it.
You don't need to say it, it's all right.
Yeah. Their new album, Ngoel. I don't know how to say that. Indonesian is not my strong point.
Ah, that's not what your CV says.
yeah, on the that comes out on the Guru Guru Brain label. I don't know if this has been out a while, but or maybe the vinyl has only just landed.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought it was new, and then when I looked online, it seems to say that it's been on Bandcamp for early this year. Anyway.
There's a theme this week, isn't it?
Yes.
I thought this was new, but it turns out it's been out.
I see it's been released, and then I go, wait a minute. That's on digital months ago. If I was that way inclined. Anyway, keeping with the psych theme, then when you heard Upapa Yama...
Yeah, I'd say that sounds about right.
Anyway, Mount Elephant is the title of that track, and this is on the Fuzz Cub label. It's a third album from, get this, Italian multi-instrumentalist Alessio Ferrari. Can you think of a more Italian name than Alessio Ferrari?
No.
It's tremendous.
Not at all.
It's well good. So just one dude.
Amazing. Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't even sound Italian. But yeah, he's taken his inspiration from traditional Bhutanese music, Thai disco, Anatolian psych, of course, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Via 70s Kozmish and stoner rock. Dreamlike instrumentals, always threatening to break into blasts of fuzzed out riffing, says the blurb.
It did at the end, there is.
It definitely
fuzzed
did.
Out riffing.
Yeah, and some of them are fuzzed out even more. That was one of the tamer cuts. Then an obscure cut, Kid King's combo, the sneak, a B-side to an Exelo, that's the label I'm trying to say, 78 from 1955. Bizarrely out of Nashville, did you say?
Yes, because it was one of those, it's like, I can tell it's old, yeah. It sounds like a ropey
it's
rhythm.
It's got a kind of rumbery Cuban rhythm.
Yeah, it's like, this has got to be from, it'll be from one of the weird smaller islands in the Caribbean that you kind of forget about, but no. Nashville.
Yeah, which is odd. That is from a 78 compilation on my computer. I can't remember what it's called or where it came from, so that's great. That's research for you.
Thanks for the insight.
It's not something I can Google, because I think it's one that someone just, you know, someone put it together.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those, not a real release. And then we topped out
with the Bee Gees.
Got to be a debut spin for the Bee Gees on TNT.
No, we played them a couple of weeks ago for the same album.
No.
Off the first time, yeah, because it was on the Edam radio show.
Yes.
It's a lot fizzier. It's, anyway, that was.
They can retire now.
Yeah, that's it. We don't need to. They're up. But
they've made it.
The good news is there's another 240 versions of that song, including a Lee Perry produced Buster Brown, Nina Simone, and one by Michael Bolton.
So we
probably won't play that. Mm. Talking of things that we need to play, though, this one in the background, Fade It Up. And we can stop talking over some great accordion drones.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we've made it.
Oh, it's flown by this week.
It really has. To say, when I got in the car, I was dreading the show tonight.
Yeah, and you'd said to me, are you hyped for this?
There was, listeners, there was a big exhale.
Well, it was post-yoga and post-bath. I was on the recovery path.
I'd forgotten about your record chopping injury.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'll let him off. But, you know, we've made it. We've got through the end. Right, only two songs in that set.
Two nice long ones.
Yes, the first one was Walt McClemens with a track called Naked, a showing of scars from his 2021 debut album, A Hole in the Fence. We saw him play last Friday.
And he sat next to us.
Yes.
Very briefly, for one song.
Yes. So he
Not while he was playing.
No, he wasn't a roaming accordion. But of all the instruments you could do roaming with, that would be one of them.
Yeah, he struggled with his cell because he had the loopy things.
Loop pedals, FX boxes.
Went one hand at one point, went play the trumpet as well.
Yes. So he was the support for the Mary Lattimore gig that we went to Friday before last at Broodnow Social Club.
Yeah, they did have one song together as well, didn't they?
Yes, because they released an album semi-recently, a few months ago.
Yeah, it was this year.
So we thought we'd play that. If you like the sound of that, and who doesn't, and obviously pick up the album, but...
More importantly,
my Accordion Jams mix is available on Mixcloud. I'll link to it on the show notes. 45 minutes of accordion music. Surprisingly, quite varied. I know what you're thinking. It's just like, what? How varied can it be? Extremely.
It's not just cumbia.
No, it's not. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to it for yourself. The links will be on the show notes. Or just stop me in the street, I'll tell you the URL. It's on the hard sell. What I like about the mix is that somebody, a friend of the show, Agent 45, has done a few guest mixes, sent me a 45 in the post for it, because he said, I saw you were going to do an accordion mix. Hope this is useful.
It's tremendous.
Isn't it? Like, postage from America for a 45. It's not to be sniffed at. It's the guy just sent...
What a hero.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to a much better mix, I'll try and remember to put the links to his excellent ones. Then after that we had Ray's Break for Love, the Skunk Dub remix, or mix. Send that one out to Rachel on her birthday. Hope she enjoyed that.
Yeah, the bass will be rattling.
Yes.
Windows.
But it has, talking of 45s ish, we've actually got a couple of guest mixes that we've been sitting on for a while that are 45 based, so we will have to play those. Need to remind me because I keep forgetting.
Okay.
But then also next week is show
7-inch, so
yeah, so we need to figure out what we're doing. Probably won't do that on air.
We could talk about it now if you want.
No, we don't need to talk about it now. I have to say these things when they pop in my head, because otherwise I'll forget.
No, you're right. I actually said to Amy before I left the house, I said, don't know what we're doing next week. I need to ask Steve. We have to have a planning meeting.
Yes, so we won't do it now.
I know there's a week coming up where you're not here.
Yes, it's not next week, it's the week after, but
right. We're having the planning meeting on air.
Right, we'll save this for the drive home.
Let's talk about the last song.
That would be a more sensible thing to do. Right, so the last song tonight is by the aforementioned Mary Lattimore. The track is for Scott Kelly, Return to Earth. You can cop that on her Collected Pieces compilation that came out a couple of years ago now. But yeah, that was the headliner. It was, last weekend was possibly the most pretentious music-wise weekend I've ever had. People at work were like, what did you get up to at the weekend?
Should I explain this one?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's like a guy playing accordions with loop pedals and drones, followed by, I guess, a harp recital performance.
It was nice to be able to sit down in the Broodnow, though, and be able to see the stage.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That was lovely.
So this one will see us off into the night. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week, I guess.
Yeah.